Who starts their day so early? It's like 11 o'clock right now. We never record the show this early.
I know.
So sleepy.
Yeah, Stephen's got to catch a bus to New York.
Oh, Thompson. He's always ruining everything.
Well, he'll come in soon and ruin the rest of the show.
But not what you're about to open with.
But not until we hear this. You ready? I'm just going to play it. It's by the Orwells. It's called Who Needs You? That goes out to Stephen.
Exactly.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've only had four.
Good morning.
Four cups of coffee. I don't not myself until that fifth, and I've been pounding sweet tarts to try to get myself up.
There you go.
That did it. Yeah. That did it. That's pretty good.
That is my new summer anthem. I think it's a top of August, and I think it's a fine time to have a new summer anthem.
Sounds like a band that you've seen them live. I'm assuming. Yeah,
they're amazing. You can't say the Orwells, the band from Chicago, without saying they're young. They're just two things that go hand in hand. They're high school. They're 17 and 18 years old.
Wow.
So,
can you imagine having such a mature, developed sound at 17? I mean, that's just insane.
Yeah. You know, maybe some of that goes to the fact that in this day and age, you can grow up. I'm sure they listen to The Replacements. I'm sure they listen to so many old. I bet there's a ton of history. I've never talked to them, but I bet there's a ton of history of listening in their lives. But they've got it. This song is called Who Needs You? The EP is called Who Needs You? And Who Needs You?
Yeah.
No question mark, though. Who Needs You? Anyway, if they come to your town, see the Orwells.
You know, a band I was so in love with, and I never, ever, ever missed one of their live shows, is a band called Elf Power. Back when I lived in Athens, this band, they sometimes wouldn't even start until 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, and they frequently had this guy dancing out in the audience with this massive elf head mask, like paper mache mask on, and he'd just be bouncing around, swaying around, and high-fiving everybody out in the audience. Elf Power always did great shows. They still do. And they are back with a new record. It's not out until this fall, but I've already heard it. I'm already in love with it. The record is called Sunlight in the Moon, and the cut I want to play is A Gray Cloth Covering My Face. Elf Power, that's from Sunlight in the Moon. It's not out until October.
Nice.
Hopefully we'll have them in for a Tiny Desk. Also hope to do it.
Oh, can they wear the paper mache mask? Can I wear the paper mache mask?
I'll have to ask them to bring it. You know, I haven't seen them in a number of years now. Like I said, I used to see them just all the time down in Athens. Always put on an amazing show. Always worth it. And, you know, they're part of the Elephant Six Collective, that group of musicians that sort of, they all like, sort of like-minded artists who, with a love of psych pop and rock, that started about 20 years ago down in Athens, and they've remained really active compared to some of the other groups in there. It's so nice to have a new record from them.
And they'll be touring with Neutral Milk Hotel and stuff, right?
Yeah, right. Another big band from the Elephant Six Collective that's back after a long hiatus.
So speaking of live show, we've had this ongoing debate for a while, right? And it's about cell phone cameras. It's about live shows. And the other day at Newport Folk Festival, the Lumineers are playing. They're playing their hit, their Ho and their Hey. And right about a minute into playing the song, Wesley Schultz stops the band, and a surprising thing happens. Let's listen. I've been loving you. You've been
loving me, my sweet. Now I know Newport's kind of a throwback festival. What do you say we put away those cell phones and cameras and just be here right now? So looking at our students, come on.
And so debate ensues. You hear cheers from the crowd, but the truth of the matter is I thought he sort of put a little bit of a damper on that moment that everyone was who loved the Lumineers, who was there waiting for, playing their song, stopping it, telling everybody to do what he wants them to do. And so some people applaud and some people don't. And I think there's a big debate about it. And Stephen Thompson is here, who is a big debate amongst ourselves anyway. I mean, we just debate
what
his existence.
What do we do with Stephen Thompson? Yeah.
And he wrote a column this week. The Good Listener column is a column he has on the All Songs Considered blog about that. Should bands... Well, you phrase it.
Is it okay for bands to scold fans for using cell phones?
Right.
Is it okay to, you know, and there are several debates in there. Is it okay to hold up your cell phone at a concert to record a snippet of it? How far should bands go in trying to discourage it if indeed it bothers them? In this particular case, apparently, and you know, one thing that we've picked up on is that the Lumineers do this a lot, that they've been touring the country and a ways into the song Ho Hey, which is their biggest hit, Wesley Schultz will stop everything and say, put away your damn cell phones. And I've heard sort of differing reports on how much he goes into it, how angry he really is, how much it stops.
I didn't think he was angry in that clip at all.
No, I didn't either, but I didn't know he did it more than once. You would think if that's the truth, he'd just dump. Put it away before he starts the song.
Well, and that's I guess what I don't understand in this particular case is why you don't do that between songs.
Right.
And you have the debate. Is it okay for fans to hold up the phones? Is it okay for the bands to be angry? Is it okay for the bands to disrupt their own set in order to discourage it?
The blog has been filled with a lot of opinions, and I think Robin comes down on the side of the majority, actually.
Well, yeah, there were very few people that I saw in the comments, and there were a lot of comments. There were very few people who said, no, I want to film everything. I want to hold my cell phone up. Everybody pretty much said, it's awful. Cell phones at shows are awful, and I don't have a problem with this. I think he's trying to make a point.
Which is exactly
where I come down. I hate cell phones at shows so much, and they're just so obnoxious to me, and I don't have a problem with the band telling everyone not to do it. And I don't have a problem with a band like the Lumineers stopping their favorite song to make a point, because it perfectly illustrates how frustrating it is for all the other fans in there to have this music experience interrupted by the cell phone. So he has stopped. He's clearly trying to make a point. He's interrupting this moment. All the people with their cell phones are capturing. He cuts them off and says, hey, why don't we put those cell phones down? It totally perfectly illustrates how annoying it is to have the experience interrupted. And he's making a very powerful point.
Now, I'm sort of in the middle on this. I understand.
I'm on the other side.
And
Bob's standing in front of me with his damn phone at the show.
Holding up his iPad.
My 17-inch
screen. 27-inch iMac.
I think we can all agree that people who hold up iPads at shows should, yeah.
There.
That's a separate point. But I understand the desire of a fan to grab a quick moment. The problem is if every fan does that, it gets to a point. I actually think one solution, and I didn't actually talk about this in the column, but I think one solution is for a band to sort of set aside a moment in between songs.
The Aziz Ansari moment where he comes out and says, okay, everybody, this is the moment
that's
where you're
do.
All going to take my picture,
yep.
And then you're going to put your phone away.
That's
one solution.
And see, that to me is frankly the ideal solution from a band standpoint, is you play it off, have some fun with it, do it between songs. I understand, and I write in the column quite a bit, empathizing with musicians who are trying to connect person to person to person to person. And when you put a phone in between yourself and the music, you're experiencing it as much as the camera crew is experiencing it.
Here's where I so disagree. My feeling is that I can listen. I mean, Lumineers are fine, and so many bands are fine. I don't have to look at every single living moment of the band through just my eyes. I can take a picture or three during the course of a 75-minute show, mm-hmm. maybe a 10-second video, maybe a 6-second Vine, over the course of 75 minutes or 90 minutes and not lose my concentration and involvement in that show. I think it's all about consideration. They don't stop people from talking, and yet that is as much or more of a distraction.
More. To me, way more.
Way more. They don't stop the espresso machine in the back, you know, from going off. Way more. You know, so I think it's really about moderation, consideration. If you are at a concert and somebody holds their phone up for a couple of minutes to record a song or two or three or four, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. But if I want to hold my thing up so that in 10 years I can look at a photograph of that, or even next week I can look at a photograph of that, or I can share it. Of course, for us, it's journalism. I send out tweets and whatever because that's my job. But that's besides the point. I'm not going down that road at all. I think it's possible to be considerate and do it with consideration.
Robin is just like his head.
He's red-faced.
I am. I hate this so much because if it was really so important to you to have it to look at in 10 years, why are you only doing it now? What, did you take cameras with you to all your shows before?
It's a different world now. Today is a different world. I can carry this thing in my pocket. It's a different world.
People do it because they just want to share it and show everyone they were there.
I just want to jump in here and say I feel you're both wrong.
If it was so important for everyone to save their memories, why haven't they been taking photographs or videos?
Because the technology wasn't there to slip in their pocket before. Clubs would not let you in people wouldn't let you in with a Super 8 or a Digital 8 or whatever the camera of the 90s was. But now that you can, and now that it slips in your pocket, that's why you do it now.
I just think the Aziz Ansari approach is kind of ultimately an ideal solution and something that I think more bands should consider.
I still don't agree. And you even but it is better.
But I mean, you even set aside. I would even be willing to say you start out the show, you make your crack, you play it off, you have fun. Now is the moment. Look, we're posing, and then maybe you even set aside a song. I mean, it's interesting talking about behind the scenes, talking about the journalistic approach. Most shows have a photo pit in the front, and usually photographers have three songs.
Right, the first three.
The first three songs during which they can shoot the show, and then they are ushered out of that area so that they're not blocking anyone's view for the entire set. I think if you set aside a song of your set, this is our one where you can hold up your phone and take your picture and say you were there.
The only downside of that, and I've seen the three-song thing, right? We've seen it all the time. Great stuff happens at the end. It rarely happens at the beginning. What happens at the beginning is the rush and excitement, but when bands really get loose is toward the end. When the gets come on, it's toward the end, and some of that cool stuff that you want to capture.
And that's what your memories are for, man.
Yeah, but that's also what's fun to share.
I guarantee you that share is the key word. 99.9% of the people are doing it. Share it with everybody, and they never go back and look at it again.
You might be right. Last night at Frank Turner said, "I want to try something out, folks. I want to try a new song out. And I know if I try this new song out in 10 minutes, it's going to be all over YouTube. And then when I try to do this song again, everyone's going to say, why didn't you do it the way you did it, you know, in Silver Spring at the Fillmore, you know? He's just trying it out." And he said to people, "I'm going to ask you, please, I don't want this on YouTube. Put your phone away." And I thought, perfect. I agree with him. He's right. I think an artist has the right to do it in some limiting form. I don't think they should blanketly say, "You can't take a picture of me while I'm on stage." And Robin disagrees. He thinks I should not even be there.
That's why I never go to shows with you.
Well, and I would just...
I'm kidding.
And what I ultimately come down on, because in an advice column, it's not like you can lay down a blanket solution. You're talking about people making decisions en masse.
Yeah.
And the more people make, you know, what I personally feel is probably the wrong decision, the harder it is to police it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the best advice I sort of come down on, and it's advice that I give myself as much as anybody, is just leave it in your pocket the way you would at the movies. Leave it in your pocket the way you would at the theater. And try to... Because you're going to ultimately enjoy the music so much more.
Excellent. So your comments are welcome on the All Songs Considered blog. We'd love to hear from you. This is a raging, wonderful discussion.
Well, coming up next, the death penalty. Is it for you?
All right.
Depends on whether you hold up your phone at shows, I guess.
In the scheme of life, it is tiny. In the music world, we hear it all the time between musicians, fans, and also... Mm-hmm. Stephen, you were talking about musicians and being distracted by cell phones. I remember this one moment. Do you remember the tiny desk with Bill Callahan?
I know exactly.
You know exactly
where
we're going. Bill Callahan's playing a tiny desk concert, and everyone's pretty darn quiet and really wrapped in attention and in love with Bill. His percussionist, right? It was a percussionist.
I'm a member of his band. I don't
remember. Member of his band behind him had a watch whose alarm went.
No, it literally was. Bill for like an eighth of a second about that loud.
Bill Callahan turns around in a cold, dead stare, like he could kill that man for that moment.
It's a glance. Yeah. He certainly doesn't stop it short, but you can see.
It's a slow burn.
You can just see like his eyes glowing red.
And I love that man for doing that. I love that man for caring so much. You can watch The Tiny Desk. It was from 2009, maybe?
Something like,
For Bill Callahan. Yeah. But today we have a new Bill Callahan song.
Nice.
That we're going to play. And here's what's even weirder. There's a new Bill Callahan coming out on September 17th. It's called Dream River. And the first song that he's letting us play, or letting anybody play from this, is a dub version of a song that's on the record. Now, I gotta love that, man. So, don't know why he decided to do that, but I'm gonna play a cut makes reference to a song.
It's a dub version of a song from the record.
That's right.
That does not appear on the record.
Then the song is called Expanding Dub. And thank you, Stephen Thompson.
Well, thank you.
You look like worldwide Armageddon. Armageddon. Armageddon.
What just happened?
I know, right? It's a dub version of a song. There's a song called Javelin on Landing on the new Bill Callahan record, the record called Dream River. And that is, I think it's him making the mix, but I haven't been able to confirm that.
Yeah.
taking the elements of the song and making it something else.
You know, I was really worried how we were going to get from Bill Callahan to our next couple tunes, but after hearing that version of that song, it kind of fits perfectly. I think we need to go to New York to talk with Franny Kelly and see what she's brought us.
Hello, New York.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All righty. Just going to crank you up a little bit here. Talk to me.
Farside, Tribe, Nerd, Dilla.
Excellent.
Brooklyn.
Level set.
So tell us about this. I don't know, would you call it a collective, Phony People?
I think they would call it a collective, yeah. I don't know, the numbers vary. The unifying factor is Brooklyn High School, and the main guy, LB3, is 20. And the song I'm going to play for you is from his solo debut mixtape. They've been around for a couple years. He's been fronting them. And while you hear him most prominently on this, you also hear the whole band, which is really, really lovely to have so much live instrumentation, but also to have him like super high in the mix. He says on one of the songs on this tape that, you know, this is on purpose. It's so you can hear every word I say. And that's kind of an old school move. That's like a Tribe Called Quest, Far Side, Dilla type of choice.
Sort of from, like, what would you say, like the 90s then?
Yeah, I think they're pretty obviously hearkening back to 20 years ago.
It's really funny because the opening band that we did, that you didn't hear, Franny, was the Orwells. The Orwells are easily hearkening back to 20, 25 years ago. Also a band, this sounds like this group that you're going to play is met in high school. And well, you said that, they met in Brooklyn High School. And the Orwells met in a Chicago high school.
I think you are really influenced by what you hear in middle school and early high school. And so what we're hearing is a lot influenced by a group called Nerd. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Pharrell and Chad Hugo and that like Virginia Beach sound. And to me this summer, Pharrell is pervasive. And the really melodic, pretty sounds that he is known for is everywhere in like non-lyrical hip-hop, in pop hip-hop, and then in young sort of underground stuff like Phony People.
So the record's 53,000? What cut did you want to play?
Yesterday's Lips.
Relationships is off, but with you it's on. My soul tries to escape my body to get closer to yours, and I feel it happen inside of me. Thoughts of us keep reminding me, you bring out the good side of me, side of me. Apologies are solemnly sent out. I'm stressed out, so I ain't doing my best now. Flirtations fragment five of females as often as wind blows, constantly hitting with smooth jazz in your windows. Damn. And I'll be gone for days. My ID phony, they don't even ask for age. So I'll be at the club and you can hit me on my page. If I didn't blow your mind yet, prepare to be amazed when I tell you where my head lays. It's unexpected when they swing in my direction. I hate to run the truth through the speakers, but tomorrow's lips might not be yours either. Daytime, you claim you want the ring. Moonshine, you out shaking your thing. The bottom line is that we both young, so get some and I'ma get some. We have our fun. Daytime, you claim you want the ring. Moonshine, you out shaking your thing. The bottom line is that we both young, so get some and I'ma get some. We have our fun.
She like the Miley Cyrus to my rap life. She did in the past, but she act right. Or consider this a pass. I'm just having a fun she had. Got you flying to the pad, hope you pack light. Cause I've been dealing with her back. She went, mind but your mind, take my mind off of that. Mind blowing, how you blowing like a mind. Watch your step, no fraternities. Test the fraternities, just keep it pure with me. Though the business that we dealing with is dirty.
She said we in the industry, not in the streets. I get it, well, terrific, then she bent for me. Told me to get it, how I live, I heard symphonies. Grabbed a Jimmy, winning deep, screaming like she rooting for the winning team. Licking in between limbs, shivering. Started off for spins and now I'm centering your energy. Hope that being intimate don't turn us in. Cause you got that intimate cake. Here from out of state, got a place that you can stay. I ain't living with my miss, but shit, I feel some type of weight. When I'm giving her a kiss, knowing your lips was on my face. Feeling guilty, fell into your lust out of spite. The nut of my life, caught my shorty up for the night. Chris on the rocks, thinking I'm in love with my wife. Rose petals to be special, but it wasn't as tight. Like, shit.
Dick time, you claim you want the ring. Moonshine, you out shaking your thing. The bottom line is that we both young, so get some and I'ma get some, we have our fun. Daytime, you claim you want the ring. Moonshine, you out shaking your thing. The bottom line is that we both young, so get some and I'ma get some more, we have our fun. Hey.
So one of the things I like the most about that song is that kind of brassy orange tonality that I can actually hear, like I said, in really disparate types of hip hop right now. To me, you can hear it in Chief Keef, Macaroni Time. You can hear it in like some new ASAP Ferg stuff. You can hear it in 2 Chainz, Feds Watching. And that just comes right out of Pharrell in this like shared history that is playing out again in hip-hop right now.
Where does the history of the theme from...
Wait. Now, I want to see if Franny Kelly is... you're probably not old enough to remember the show, but I'm wondering if you know what that sample is from, that horn sample.
No, what's it from?
It's the theme to the Carol Burnett Show.
For real?
Yes.
It's such a weird disconnect, right? But I love it.
Bob and I were listening, and I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I'm thinking Jack Benny. I'm thinking...
And I was like, no, I know it. I watched this show all the time, and I didn't watch Jack Benny's show. And then we did a search, and we figured it out. Yeah.
I'm so glad we had this time together is the name of this song.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
And thank you, Franny, we are so glad.
Glad we could share this moment, yes. Guys.
Phony People, that's you. Phony People, PPL, and that whole record, 53,000, is on their Bandcamp site. Pay what you want.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys. Later.
From New York, we go right to Lars Gotrich, who also is a fan of Bandcamp. And last songs from Bandcamp. And yours is a discovery from Bandcamp?
Sort of. I originally discovered a Luna from a 4-way split cassette tape called The Taxidermy of Unicorns.
Of course it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually one of my favorite cassette releases of the year. Put out on a label called Watery Starve. But that's beside the point. Aluna Luna is the work of Lynn Pfister. I like to think that she... Have you ever seen The NeverEnding Story, Bob?
I have.
You have?
Oh, okay. You have not.
I have.
How could you have possibly seen that movie?
The only reason I've seen it, because everybody knows I never see movies, is because I worked at a TV station and ran movies late at night at a TV station. That was my job, to push the buttons between, and one of them was NeverEnding Story.
Yeah. So do you remember the...
No.
No, okay.
84 when that came out.
84?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was Super TV, it was called. Anyway,
okay.
Keep going.
You remember the place called the Ivory Tower where the childlike empress like lived?
I can picture it.
Yeah, it was very like magical and bright and pristine, but also very fantastical. I kind of think if that place were a real place, that Aluna Luna should soundtrack that the Ivory Tower.
You think
Tower.
She grew up there?
You know, Bob, he's talking about the film still, not the space that occupies your brain most of the time. This is not that imaginary.
You should probably have the rest of this conversation with him then. But anyway, go on.
So this album, A House Made of Cloud and Bone, originally came out on cassette, a limited edition on this label called Digitalis. But now you can hear the whole thing on Bandcamp. You can download it from Bandcamp. And one of the many reasons that I love Bandcamp is once you start following certain artists or record labels or other fans, you get an email like every other day saying, it's like, hey, your friend bought this thing. Oh, hey, this person that you like, they just released a new album. And I'm like, oh, instant gratification.
Perfect.
And then I get to hear it, decide if I want to listen to it. And then oftentimes, especially the friend recommendations are amazing because you start following your friends or people that whose tastes you enjoy. And all of a sudden you get turned on to new stuff. And Aluna Luna wasn't one of those things for me. I'd already heard her before, but
there's a good chance that one of your friends has discovered him.
Yeah, exactly.
Discovered him that way. Let's hear it.
This is Petals for Caitlin by Aluna Luna.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because we had Lars here. We're listening to this beautiful music, and we're still debating whether or not people should have cell phones at their shows. I'm getting all worked up again.
I don't think they would allow cell phones in the ivory tower.
Yeah, exactly,
no
Bob.
Cell phones in the ivory tower.
Yeah, you couldn't tweet. There's probably
there's probably no Wi-Fi
in the ivory tower.
There's no Wi-Fi in the ivory tower.
But if you were in the ivory tower, you'd want to tweet that you were in the ivory tower.
Too bad, Bob.
So, you know, this cut we played, Petals for Caitlin, it begins with this horrible buzz sound, but it's in one channel, it's in the left channel, and then it pops over to the right, which tells me it's intentional. The sort of ambient sound of the instrument itself has become part of the song, and I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, I was saying, I think we should get Bandcamp to underwrite us. Do they have any
money? They don't have any money.
It's a pretty big endorsement. Because what I want to take us out on is a band that I also discovered, or an artist, I should say, that I also discovered from Bandcamp.
Oh, awesome.
Dino Twigs, Lars?
No.
She's now FKA Twigs is what she goes by now. Twigs is a UK artist. She such a lovely voice. She sort of reminds me of what Kate Bush would sound like if she got into trip hop. Just very sort of glossy, glitchy, bass-heavy tracks. Last December, Twigs released an EP, her debut EP, on Bandcamp, and it was simply called EP. And she's about to put out her second EP called EP2. And this cut I want to take us out on from it is called Water Me.
With pleasure.
Dump a big bucket of cold water on
a big old waterfall.
Where's my sound effects library? Thank you, Mr. Hilton.
I should also say there's a very simple but really eerie, kind of unsettling video for this song, the FKA Twigs. It's just her singing the song, but her face slowly.
I don't want to know the rest.
All right.
That sounds like a thing you're going to put on the site there.
Yeah, we'll put that on the site, sure.
I might not look.
Here's FKA Twigs, Water Me, from her upcoming EP, EP2.
See ya. See ya, Lars.
See ya, Bob. See ya, Robin.
Thor. Adios.
I'm not gonna say goodbye to Thor.
That was a very half-hearted goodbye to me.
Oh, was
Bob.
It?
I think you're still a little sore over this cell phone debate.
Oh, I'm taking the next week off.
You are taking the next week. I guess I got to figure out what I'm going to do while you're gone.
It's the Lars and Robin show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Featuring Thor.
No.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I told him, water me.